Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here now with today's Midday Interview. It's my pleasure to have two folks here from the Brunswick Little Theater. They're about to produce Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park. The show opens Thursday and runs for two weekends at Playhouse 211 Theater in Southport. So Paul Bertelsen is the director and designer for the show, and Doug Dodson is one of the featured actors. So first of all, thank you both. I really appreciate your coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Now, let's talk about the show. First of all, Paul, if you would tell us the story of the play, since you're the director, I'm sure you've got the whole lowdown on everything.
I hope I have the lowdown on everything.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's a very funny comedy. It's about a young couple who have just been married. She is a free spirit who just loves life, and she's married a young, up-and-coming lawyer who's rather staid and put together. And they have now moved into a new apartment up on the fifth floor of an old brownstone in New York City. And it's just a terrible one-room apartment with a skylight, just one of those terrible little apartments. And they move in, and Victor Velasco, who is a neighbor upstairs, barges in on him and starts to upset the whole love life. The mother visits, and the comedy expands on to Velasco taking almost charge of their lives and directing them here and there. He's the catalyst on all that happens. I think Neil Simon created the character because he needs someone to propel them into other than their own lives.
Right.
So it's a very funny comedy.
Oh, that sounds great. Doug, tell us a bit about Victor Velasco, because that's the role that you play.
Yes, Victor is he's a bon vivant. He's a man of the world. He's a gourmet chef. He climbs mountains and skis, and at least that's what we hear about him. He's talked about a lot when he's not around. And he sort of fits well with Corey, the newlywed, because she's a free spirit and so is he. And he takes them on this adventure out to a Albanian restaurant on Staten Island. And, of course, we don't see that, but we hear them talk about it. And the mother has been set up on a blind date with Victor, not knowing that this was going to happen.
Oh.
And she's a bit afraid because he's been described as the Bluebeard of 48th Street.
Oh, no.
His bark is worse than his bite, and he admits so. Very quickly, but he stirs things up. He gets them, especially Paul, gets him out of his comfort zone, and it kind of it generates conflict between the newlyweds, but everything, of course, works out in the end, as it always does in such a Neil Simon comedy.
Mm-hmm. Now, the show first premiered in the mid-60s.
63.
Yeah. 63 mm-hmm. in New York.
And it was his second hit.
It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That he had.
Come Blow Your Horn.
Come Blow Your Horn was very good. It was made into a movie with Frank Sinatra, if anybody remembers back that far.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
And, of course, this play was made into a film starring Robert Redford and Jane Fonda.
In 64.
Robert Redford was in the Broadway production.
That's what I understand, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, tell me, do you think that the play, is it important that it's set in 1963? It was present day then?
No,
does
not
it matter?
Necessarily. There's no direct, nobody says, oh, this is 1964 or 63, mm-hmm. and the date is. They do make some local references, mostly about New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't lived in New York City, it wouldn't mean anything. They do mention the Andrea Doria sinking, but which was happened at that point. But beyond that, there's no direct reference to the time frame. And we're not playing it. We're not stressing it, either in the decor of the set or the costuming. It's contemporary as far as we're concerned.
My character talks about being in a gourmet society with Prince Philip and Daryl Zanuck, and one of those could still be true.
Okay. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Doug Dodson and Paul Bertelsen. Paul is the director and designer for the upcoming production of Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park, and Doug is Victor Velasco, a real catalyst in the show. Now, let's talk a little bit about, Paul, you as a designer, you've designed many shows for Brunswick Little Theater, but this is your first time directing for them. Tell us about that.
About 5 years ago, I was approached. They were going to do Anything Goes, and they couldn't cast it, so they switched over to Nonsense, the first one. And they cajoled me and said, we know you've worked on Broadway, you know, you've done lots of stuff. Won't you design for us? So I said, all right, I'll design this one. But then I found the next show was going to be a children's play about Trial of the Big Bad Wolf, and I was just caught up into it. I've designed now 10 productions for Brunswick Little Theater, and I've always liked to direct as well. So I said, I think I'd like to direct one. They had an opening. They said, well, what you would like to do? And I came up with Barefoot in the Park because I think it's such a funny comedy. Mm-hmm. Neil Simon is such a great writer of comedy. And it's not forced comedy. It comes out of the situations. And it's very believable, and you just love it.
He really is a master at comedy, and romantic comedy in particular. Oh, he's just really wonderful at that. So you haven't directed for Brunswick Little Theater, but you've directed before.
Yes, mostly in summer stock. I worked for Tupperware for many years, about 11 years, and I directed all their production, their conventions and so forth. So anybody who works in the theater, like in movies, you want to broaden out your base. If you're a designer, you want to be a director. Choreographers always want to be a director. So you think, I think I can do that. So you try it.
There you go. Yeah. Doug, what do you think makes this particular show so popular for community theater groups? It's done so often. What do you think is the charm of this particular one?
Well, to start with, of course, it's Neil Simon. And it ran, I think, at one time the longest running comedy on Broadway. It ran probably 4 or 5 years. It's a small cast, which helps because it's always hard to fill a cast of 10 or 15 people. And it's just the young love, and it's just very, very funny. Like mm-hmm. you said, the one bedroom apartment is something that pretty much any community theater can accomplish. It's not complicated, but it's a classic.
Right. Now tell us a little bit about Playhouse 211 in Southport. I have not been there. What is that venue like?
First, I'd like to clear it up. It's not in Southport. It's in the St. James.
Oh.
The St. James community. A lot of people think it's in Southport, but it's just about a block east of the St. James entrance on Highway 211.
Okay.
If you go to Southport, you've passed it.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, a lot of people I've heard say, oh, it's in Southport. No, it's not.
Okay.
It was created 2 years ago by Pete Sunderman. He liked theater, and he had this building in this little business park, and he created this small – it's a charming little theater, seats only 85 people. It's very comfortable sort of airline seats in there. The only drawback for me as a designer is a very small stage,
mm-hmm.
and there's hardly any wing space, and to create this apartment on that stage – you had to be very clever about where you put your doors so you don't run into a wall.
Exactly. Is there adequate dressing room space and backstage?
For a small cast, as Doug was saying, this is an easy one to cast because you do have a small cast. You couldn't put a 12-person cast in that theater. The dressing rooms accommodate about 3 or 4 people at the most.
Okay. Now, the show runs for 2 weekends. It opens this Thursday night at 7:30. And why do you do the shows at 7:30 instead of 8?
I have no idea that you asked me. I think because people like to get home early.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in New York theater for 20 years, and it was always 8:30, mm-hmm. And when I came here, they said 7:30. I said, why? Mm-hmm. You don't have time for dinner. They said, well, people like to go home early, So so I think that's why they start. And,
okay.
and a matinee, for some reason, at 3 instead of 2:30.
Who knows?
It's just a tradition, I guess.
All right. Yeah. So Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 and mm-hmm. Sunday at 3. It opens this Thursday, and it runs for 2 weekends. The tickets are $17 for adults, $12 for students. And you can get your tickets by going to this website, Playhouse211.com. If you want to know more about the show itself, you can always go to the Brunswick Little Theater website, which is Brunswick Little Theater, spelled R-E on the end, .com, and you can find out about this show and upcoming shows. Any more thoughts you want to share about this particular production, or challenges or joys in doing the show?
No, the joy is doing the show is that the cast, when you have one, is such a joy to work with. I laugh out loud, even though I've heard it so many times. And suddenly they'll do a new piece of business, like, gee, that's funny, And I think the audience is going to get a big kick out of it.
You have your cast list in front of you there?
Yes,
I do. We could give them credit while we're on the air here.
Yes. Corey Bratter, who is the young, vivacious person, is Lisa Henderson. The telephone man, who is a smaller role, is Pete McClintock. I play the delivery man.
Oh, you do?
Yes. It's a non-speaking part, and I come in early in the first act, and I thought, I don't want to have an actor sit around for 3 acts to get to the end. Paul Bratter, the young lawyer, is Riley Sampson. Mrs. Banks, the mother, is Gina Quaglia. And Victor Velasco is, of course, Doug.
Oh, I hope you have a great show. Break a leg, everybody. Now,
thank
do you,
you
say that to a director? I know we have to say it to the actors, but to a director, what do you
any
say?
Any showbiz thing.
Any showbiz thing. Okay.
Break a leg.
Good. Break a leg goes well. Thank you so much. Doug Dodson playing Victor Velasco in Barefoot in the Park. Paul Bertelsen, the director and designer for the show. It's for Brunswick Little Theater. Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park opens Thursday night at 7:30 at Playhouse 211. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.